Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, firecrackers. Welcome back to another episode of Procrastination Punisher. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to unleash your inner productivity ninja and finally help you conquer that to-do list. You know the feeling when you stare at all those unfinished tasks and your motivation evaporates faster than a puddle in the desert sun? I've been there, trust me. But today, we're tackling time management head-on with a technique that's been rocking my world. The Pomodoro Technique. Now, before you glaze over thinking this is some fancy, complicated system, let me tell you, it's seriously simple and surprisingly effective. Think of it as your personal productivity turbocharger. It's all about working and focused best with strategic breaks to keep your brain humming like a well-oiled machine. Here are five key takeaways that will have you saying goodbye procrastination, hello productive. First up, the Pomodoro Technique is about breaking down those daunting tasks into bite-sized chunks. Instead of feeling overwhelmed by a giant mountain of work, you're tackling it one manageable piece at a time. Think of it like eating an elephant one bite at a time, right? You set a timer for 25 minutes, dive headfirst into your task, and give it your full attention. No distractions, no scrolling through social media guilty, just pure, focused work magic. After those 25 minutes, bam, take a 5-minute break. Stretch your legs, grab a cup of coffee, clear your head, whatever recharges you. This brings us to number two. It's about rhythm and routine. After 4 Pomodoros, those 25-minute work sessions, reward yourself with a longer break, around 15 minutes, 20 minutes. You've earned it. This structured approach keeps your energy levels up and prevents that dreaded mental burnout. Now, here's where things get even cooler. You can apply this technique to pretty much anything. Writing that report. Pomodoro time. Cleaning the house. You got it. Even tackling that mountain of laundry, oh, the joy, the beauty of the Pomodoro technique is its flexibility. It adapts to your individual needs and preferences. Some people swear by using a specific app or timer, while others just stick with their trusty phone. Experiment and find what works best for you. And finally, remember that consistency is key. Like any new habit, it takes time to fully integrate the Pomodoro technique into your daily routine. Be patient with yourself, celebrate those wins, and don't be afraid to tweak things along the way. Think about this. You're sitting down at your desk, ready to tackle a big project that's been looming over you like a grumpy gremlin. Instead of hitting snooze on productivity, you set your timer for 25 minutes, dive into the task with laser focus, and bam. Before you know it, you've knocked out a significant chunk of work. You take a quick break, recharge, and get ready to tackle another Pomodoro. That feeling of accomplishment? Pure gold. So there you have it, the Pomodoro technique. Your secret weapon for conquering procrastination and unlocking your productivity potential. Remember, firecrackers, you've got this. Go out there, set those timers, and crush those goals. Don't forget to share your Pomodoro triumphs or struggles on social media using #procrastinationpunisher. I can't wait to hear about your victories.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.